Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Joseph Sternberg, my world-traveling colleague, he's in London. He writes the political economics column for the Wall Street Journal, and while debating bonds, the future of bonds, the actions of the Federal Reserve, I was reminded that, hey, it's summertime in the North Temperate Zone, and spending money is what America wants to do right now. Europe does too. The United Kingdom does too. They all vacation in either Portugal or Spain or the south of France. Quite beautiful. We've all seen the movies. However, there are doubts, and let me start with the doubts about traveling to and from America, because if I remember correctly, Joe, in our last conversation, America remains the color amber, which means you can go there, but there are guidelines. Has that changed, Joe?
No, it has not. So I can tell you that I was recently visiting the U.S. and have now returned to the U.K. And as a result of that, I am going to have to self-isolate in my home for the next 10 days with the option of taking a test on the fifth day. And if that's negative, I can get out early. And this is even having been vaccinated, which is a little aggravating that these restrictions don't seem to be catching up to the efficacy of the vaccines. But, you know, the travel situation is still very limited. And going the other direction, British citizens who do not have a green card or dual U.S. citizenship can't even enter the U.S. at all. Because a presidential proclamation from very early in the pandemic is still in effect, preventing all but American citizens or green card holders from the EU and the UK and a few other places from entering the US. So, the travel situation is still very limited, and this is becoming a big problem because we're deeper and deeper into the economically important summer tourism season. It hasn't opened up yet. There's no sign that it will open up. They're going to lose a second summer in a row. I think it's also aggravating for a lot of people precisely because there is not a relationship between these restrictions and vaccine success. And there's a growing sense of wondering, well, if the vaccines aren't going to make it possible for us to have the freedom to travel again, what is the point?
What is the meaning of then when London says, when the new health secretary says, after July 19th, I promise, we'll be open. Does that affect travel to the United Kingdom? Can an American citizen travel there after the 19th and not be restricted?
No, travel is a completely separate category, which is another thing that's kind of odd here, because when they talk about this final stage of reopening that will be happening on July 19th in the UK, they're talking about allowing pubs and restaurants to operate at full capacity. They're talking about theaters operating at full capacity. They're talking about nightclubs being allowed to reopen and that sort of entertainment venue. But you're not going to have a lot of tourists joining in that. It's going to have to be a completely domestic economy. And I think that there's a lot of hope that reopening will provide a big economic boost. But what we don't know, given the economic significance of tourism, not just in the UK, but in so many other European countries, we don't know how much benefit they can get from this domestic reopening if they are not also inviting in foreign tourists to partake of all of these amenities that are now going to be available again.
And the foreign venues where United Kingdom likes to go are closing down or restricting the United Kingdom. This doesn't at all sound like something to celebrate. So let's move to something positive. We've mentioned Wimbledon before, and what struck me about it was that people were generally, were completely, from the photograph I saw, without masks. So, life in London. This is Joe Sternberg walking the parks of London in weather that is improving all the time. It's summertime of 2021. Are the masks on the street, Joe? Are they off? Are the masks on in the tubes and in the shops and in the pubs, or are they off?
Well, masks are off outside because they've never been required outdoors. They're still on inside where they are required here, which is a big difference from what a lot of people in the U.S. will be experiencing right now, where many states are ditching their mask mandates in all but name, at least. Still very much the case indoors here. But what's great about the Wimbledon, and then also we're in the middle of the European football or soccer championships that were delayed from last year, is that at least there's the sense that you have these events that have always marked summer. You know, Wimbledon has always been a feature of British summer, including kind of the dodgy British weather around Wimbledon and the rain, the delays that they always keep having. And so I think that there is this sense that the sense of urgency around the pandemic is dissipating, and we can have these features of the common life in the UK or across Europe, whether it's the tennis or the soccer, that we've really missed out on over the past year.
And return to the office. It's a mixed picture in New York City. Because my information is that some of the large banks are asking, requiring, suggesting that people return to the office soon enough. Some of them are not. It's a mixed picture. The large office buildings have not yet repopulated. There's no certain date, but New York City is said to be open. I've not been there for some time, so I'm not going to comment in person, but I'm going to say that the general sense in suburban and exurban America is that masks are off outside and often off inside as well, and that we're all heavily vaccinated. Now, isn't this true for London, Joe? Aren't you heavily vaccinated?
Yes, we are heavily vaccinated, but that is not yet yielding the kind of dividends that you're talking about in a return to normal life. So, one of the quirks to do with this July 19th reopening date that they're talking about is now they're saying that even though things will formally be reopened, the government might still encourage a lot of people to work from home for a significant amount of time longer. And that's going to create some real challenges for companies that will have to figure out how much to reopen their offices. So I think that, it is kind of odd that the UK is struggling this way, having bolted out in front of the pack with administering vaccines much earlier in the year. But that's where they are right now. And I think there's a very real question about exactly how much normality will return on the 19th.
Matt Hancock. I don't want to castigate him in any fashion. I do want to introduce an odd twist here. We're told that Matt Hancock and Gina Colodangelo are going to stay together and that their families will make adjustments. It's a form of romance that we've all seen in the movies. Boris Johnson recently married again, I believe, to a young woman of great purpose. And it was quite romantic the way it all came together on the tube and in the reporting. Is Hancock, is like Boris Johnson, is he forgiven by the evening news? Is he said to be someone who strived to be more than he could and therefore should not be pummeled? Or is he being castigated? How is it being presented on the evening news, Joe?
Oh, I think that a lot of the coverage of this and a lot of people's reactions to it has been pretty merciless. And it is going to be this interesting sociological or anthropological question as to why it is that some people, like Boris, seem to be able to keep the public on their side as they go through these things, and other people don't. I think that an important difference here is that whatever else one can say about Boris's romantic life over the years, there is no suggestion that he did not abide by the same rules that he was asking the British public to follow. And I think that is the thing that people get really irate about, this notion that someone in as important a position as Matt Hancock's was setting the rules for everyone else at the same time that he was flouting those rules himself. And that is the issue that will make it really difficult, I think, for a lot of the public to forgive him, if he intends to try to rebuild a political career at some point.
Walk in the park. It wouldn't be Joe Sternberg without a walk in the park. Are the parks open? Are they heavily populated? Are people enjoying themselves in this in-between period of the pandemic and the reopening?
Well, I so far have only driven past a park because I'm not allowed out of my house for the next 5 to 10 days. Returning from my trip, looking out the window, seeing the park as I was driving by earlier today, definitely seems that, people are getting out there, as we have this summer, and they don't want to let another summer go.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, now safely returned to the United Kingdom under requirements by the United Kingdom, formerly Matt Hancock, House Secretary, now Mr. Javid's House Secretary, everything to reopen on the 19th. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.